Brenda, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello. I'm calling to ask about knowing what whole list of vitamins and minerals I should be taking. I'm 66 years old, and osteoporosis has started for me.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I actually, to give each individual and their own list needs to be individualized. Now, I'm not being dumb. At Tahoma Clinic, we do a complete, ask people to fill out a complete health history, good as they can, family history, background history, and all that, because there's a lot of clues that we can gain from that. And then a physical exam, you can sometimes tell, oh, this person needs essential fatty acids, that person needs vitamin A. And not everybody does in extra. They can just use what's in a multiple. But since you happen to mention osteoporosis, ma'am, there definitely is a group of things there that would occupy all the space for minerals, and that's a couple of things called osteomins, O-S-T-E-O-M-I-N-S. There's an AM version and a PM version. That was put together in 2004 by, me, after looking at all the research on everything that was known to help with bones. And since that came out, ma'am, I've worked with several women and a couple of men who happen to be engineers who took, I'm not kidding, 5 or 6 years, but they went from osteoporosis to normal by using that stuff. I'm not kidding. So anyway, why don't you hang on? We've got a break coming up because that just answers the mineral question, and I want to go a little further into that and then get to vitamins, okay? Let's get back to Brenda. Are you still there, ma'am, after all this top-of-the-hour stuff?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, good for you. Thank you for your patience. All right, now, let me finish up about this osteomin stuff. There's an AM version and a PM version. The AM version is just a little old bottle. The PM version is a big old bottle. And what folks do, if they want to do it, is to take two of the AM one in the morning. And the PM one, oh my goodness, it takes 4 at lunch and 4 at dinner. Why so many? Well, because most of us who have osteoporosis have a fairly high chance of not being the best digesters and absorbers in the whole world. In fact, when people check into the clinic and they say, I got osteoporosis diagnosis, we'll say, okay, you need to get checked for your digestion and absorption, because the majority of people who have this problem are either not digesting or they're not absorbing optimally. I didn't say they're not doing it at all, or they wouldn't be around, but they're not doing it optimally. And so the forms of calcium magnesium that are in the osteomins PM are a form called citrate, calcium citrate, magnesium citrate, which are the most absorbable for people who have poor digestion or poor absorption, but they happen to be very big molecules, and so that's why it takes so many capsules. But the track record on that that I've seen when people come back is really quite good. One of the first people to use it back in 2004, actually, she was so excited that she went and got another DEXA scan in just 7 months. And she had statistical improvement in 7 months.
Wow.
Now, that's the osteomins, that's the mineral component. There are two other things that everybody out there should be taking. Vitamin C. How can I say that without seeing them in person? Because we all have this genetic defect. All of us humans do. Our bodies try to make vitamin C, like the rabbits and the cats and the dogs and the giraffes and the elephants. But our bodies can't do that. Look it up. It's a genetic defect that all humans share. And for an adult human, using a couple of grams, 2,000 milligrams twice a day of vitamin C, which you won't find in that much in a multiple, is always, always, always a good idea. And when we're under stress or coming down with a cold or a flu or any other kind of infection, we should copy what our doggies and kitties' livers do and just take more vitamin C when that's happening, and then back off when we don't have that happening to us anymore. The other one that everybody out there should use is vitamin D. Why? Because we live here. And if we're not living in the tropics, we're not getting enough sunshine to make the vitamin D come to the tropical optimal, which is a level that does not kill anybody in the tropics. It's a level of 60 to 100. For those of us living in the Seattle area, it's usually anywhere from 5 to 7,000 units a day of vitamin D. And it should always be followed up in 90 days or so after starting with a vitamin D blood test, just to make sure it's not too much and that it's also not too little, because I know some people who need more than that to get them to the tropical optimal. So we got vitamin C, we got vitamin D, we got the osteomins. There's just one other thing, and that is I cannot tell you about, do you need more vitamin E, do you need more essential fatty acids, blah, blah, blah. That you'd need to check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But until you do, check with your local health food store owner. Where is a multiple vitamin that focuses on the vitamins? Because I'm thinking of taking this osteomins over there because I got osteoporosis, and that's going to take care of all my minerals. So where's a multiple vitamin that focuses on the vitamins? And I'll just use that until I talk with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get things really straightened out for me as an individual. And there you go, ma'am.
Okay, so do you have a certain multiple vitamin to get that you recommend?
This situation doesn't come up often, so I'd have to go read some labels, and what I'd be looking for would be one that pretty much minimizes the minerals and maximizes the vitamins. But you can get the help from that from the Thomas Clinic Dispensary, your local health food store, your local compounding pharmacist.
Okay. Now, how much did you say for vitamin C daily?
A couple grams twice a day if we happen to be adults.
Okay. All right, and my other question is, I have been to Tahoma Clinic years ago and had bioidentical hormones.
Sure.
But I haven't now for a few years. And
okay.
Do I need to get back to that?
It will be another way of helping to rebuild bone. No kidding. It definitely helps to rebuild bone. There was a professor at University of British Columbia who proved that using very subtle radiation. She was able to prove, and this is in women who are having their menstrual periods, that the bone density actually increased during a time of the menstrual cycle when the progesterone went high, and it decreased again. So estrogen and progesterone are part of the bioidentical hormones, and yes, they do help bone density. Now, can a woman who has been off them for a while resume using them and expect the benefits? And the answer was actually solved by conventional medicine, no kidding. And they found that if they gave patent medicines, which I'm not recommending to you, but bear with me. They gave patent medicines which would slow down a certain enzyme in the brain. It's an enzyme that makes acetylcholine, which is a major neurotransmitter. It's an enzyme that breaks down acetylcholine. After a couple of months of doing that, why the estrogen progesterone would start working in the brain now? That'll work anywhere else in the body, but just fine, thank you. But up in the brain, people don't universally notice a difference. But do they have to take that patent medicine? No, because the other approach, one approach is to keep it from breaking down. The other approach is helping the body make more. That's all. So you can either put more water behind the dam or you can put a dam on it, whichever. And I prefer putting more water behind it. You will need to work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine on that. But the answer is absolutely yes. It is known how to make bioidentical hormones effective, not just for a woman's body, but for her brain also, even if she's been off of the hormones for a number of years.
Okay. All right. I think I need to make an appointment over there then. I'll do that.
Okay. Sounds like it'd be helpful.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and your show, and I will sign up for the Alliance for National Health because now I'm on Medicare, and they do not cover any of these things.
Oy vey.
A regular doctor, and she just totally flat out said, you do not need any hormones.
Oh, dear. Well, hopefully medical science will catch up with this in another 40, 50 years. And by the way, ma'am, I probably mumbled. It's the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.